Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Maryville High School football heading to St. Joseph this evening to take on the Benton Cardinals. We're joined in studio by head coach Matt Webb, as well as his starting offensive guard, Landon Liebhart. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us today. And Coach, Southside week and things a little bit different in St. Joseph, but especially down at Benton. It's kind of its own community right there. As you head down, we talk a lot about Hound Pound magic up here. I feel like weird things can happen at Benton. What's this matchup like down there?
Yeah, it's always an interesting place to play in years past, and it's one of those kind of older stadiums that the sideline is really narrow, and there's some memories that have been made on that sideline, specifically with it being players right there close to coaches, and the benches, for some reason, they like to put them right up behind the coaches. So I think last time or a few times ago, the players, Coach Webb, kind of got taken out, and wasn't as an enjoyable an evening for me, but no injuries, and, you know, I'm still young and spry and popped right up. But, Benton's always a very competitive team. It's a good environment. This will be their homecoming, I believe, tonight. And, I think it's their senior night. So those type of events start, you know, rolling through, and we'll have that pregame. But, yeah, it's always an interesting game, and you know, they got a new coach this year, so installing some new schemes on offense and defense and different philosophies, and they're kind of getting a little bit better each week. So it's a kind of a mid-season kind of game that'll feel a little different.
Landon, for you, when you think about some of the different places you've traveled around within the MEC, but then elsewhere around the state as well, is there one spot that you're like, you know what, I hate to go on the road and leave the Hound Pound, but if I'm going to, I like X environment or playing on a certain field or a certain stadium. Is there one in particular that you look forward to?
I would say Chillicothe. We played there, you know, in junior high and all the way up, and it seems like we've had success there for several years, and nice facilities, and just, it's a long drive, but it's nice facilities and all that.
And, of course, I have a chance to circle back to Chillicothe coming up a little bit later in the season. We'll cross that bridge later down the road. For right now, focusing on Benton and the Cardinals. Before we dive, I guess, too deep into this matchup for this particular week, it was homecoming last week for Maryville, and you guys come away a 21-0 victory over Cameron. The Hound Pound, the atmosphere, the home crowd, but then you also got to sprinkle in some Northwest Missouri State football players in one of those end zones too. Does that add a little more energy and having that college football team backing you guys last week?
Yeah, it just kind of gets everybody, you know, has a little bit of an edge, and we talk about culture a lot and tradition, and that's true like within the high school, but as well as, you know, the Northwest and the Bearcats, so having them there is great, and it just kind of lightens up the environment even more than it already was.
Is that something you guys feed off a little bit, Coach?
You bet. We talk about, you know, Titletown and you know, being Maryville and Northwest and community together, and, you know, it's obvious when, you know, Coach Wright and his team's looking for a, you know, team event to do on a Friday night, and it was really cool pregame. You know, every one of the Bearcats comes from a high school from all over the country that they each have their own little traditions wherever they may be and wherever they grew up. And you know, it's a neat experience for them, I think, to kind of come out to, you know, to Maryville and see what a, you know, none of them really, a lot of them don't know what a spoof hound is. If you're from, you know, community college or junior college in California or New York, you know, what the heck's a spoof hound, you know? Then, so, you know, it's kind of a neat experience, something for them to do. But, you know, for them to be out there pregame and kind of line the walkway and see the tradition, and then, you know, for them to be in that north end zone, I thought was super cool. And, you know, we were able to get our first touchdown there. And so, you know, really, really good experience, I think, for everybody and on both ends.
So they're on hand for a 21-0 win over Cameron last week. The Spoof Hounds now 4-1 on the season. Heading into this week, Benton, I feel like, Coach, we're about the time of year where it's like, all right, it's not cold yet, but we're going to be shifting gears into that. You want to establish the run game and get focused on being playoff ready and everything comes with that. But we're not going to exactly have that kind of weather right now. We're expecting to go back up into the 90s. It's like two-a-day weather again.
Yeah, it is. I was watching the weather this week, and I think we're somewhere close to 20 degrees above average. And, yeah, so it's going to be hot tonight. And, you know, it is different. Number one, you know, the way Misha kind of schedules this is you have those acclimation timeouts, you know, through the first 4 weeks of the season. So, they're preparing for those heat, the heat, and kind of giving the guys an extra time out to get some water and stuff. Well, those weeks are done, so we don't get those tonight. You know, it's just kind of like a regular game because, you know, the way they don't plan that after week four. So it'll be different. It'll be hot. The guys have hydrated, and we'll do a good job at that. But, yeah, it'll be, break out the shorts again and T-shirts. It's not hoodie weather yet.
Is this something you look forward to, Landon? You don't play in the hot weather, or do you look forward to November cold and everything that comes with it?
I look forward to, like, the cold and all that, and it just – you know, as we get later in the season, it gets colder. It kind of reminds you more of the playoffs and just has a little bit of a different feeling to it.
Tell me about your role on that offensive line and as a guard and being one of those guys that obviously North Maryville goes back to pass block. You're instrumental. But being able to get off the ball and run block and open up some holes for Tucker Turner and Colton Amy and Don Allen, is that something as an interior lineman especially you take pride in?
Yeah, I feel like Maryville has always been known to be able to just run the ball, and that's something that we have to be able to do, and that obviously starts with all five of us up front, but, you know, the inside, when we run anything inside, it's mainly on the three inside guys to get that initial push and open up a hole for those guys.
You know, I feel like in football nowadays, we talk a lot about left and right tackles and what those guys do to protect the quarterback. The guards in the center are kind of the unsung heroes of this, right? I mean, it starts interior and works its way out. Do we feel like we need to give more love to the interior guys?
I don't know. I think it's more of a whole unit. Like, everybody, we all have to work together and communicate, and any sort of blitz pickup comes from out all the way out to the tackle to the center the same. So I think it's more of a whole unit as a team rather than individuals.
These selfless offensive linemen, where do you find these guys?
Yeah, they're – He's answering right this morning, sitting next to Coach. That's great. Now, Landon's done a great job. He's a great example of somebody that's kind of grown up in the program and learned the protections and, you know, things like he mentioned, like blitz pickup and stuff like that. And it starts with Owen, our center, and he kind of makes the calls. But right there is Owen's, you know, next – right there next to him. I think Owen leans a little bit on Landon a little bit for some reassurance, I think. I think Owen would be honest and say that because between the two of them, they usually get it correct. And as seniors, it's been important to watch them do that. And like you said, the differences in styles of offense, whether we're running the ball out of our wing tee stuff or a lot of blitz pickup with our spread stuff, he's played an integral role in that and does a great job.
And tonight, captain for this game against Benton, how special is that for you as a senior to be part of that group and part of this leadership of this Maryville Spoof Fan Club?
Yeah, that means a lot. We got to have leaders to, you know, push us forward and lead us through everything. And it just means a lot to lead a team that, you know, they have your back and you have their back. And, you know, you'll stand up for them and they'll stand up for you. And it just means, you know, as part of tradition, again, like you have to have leaders and you have to have followers. And it means a lot to be in that leadership role.
Maryville taking on Benton this evening at 7 o'clock kickoff here on KXCV, KLRNW. Landon, tell me about yourself away from the football field as well. Coach, talking about how you show cattle a lot, and you're awfully good at it too.
Oh, yeah, I've showed cattle, you know, all over the country. We go county fair, state fair, and then some national shows. And I'm also involved in FFA, and I've done a lot of speaking stuff through that and at the state level and other stuff like that. And, yeah.
When you kind of think about, all right, senior year wrapping up, what's next for Landon Liebhart?
I'm looking to get an ag degree somewhere at a bigger school, you know, more ag-focused school, and just find something in the ag industry that, you know, makes a little more than average because, you know, it's not always the greatest industry if you're looking for, like, a salary, but there's ways that you can make a lot, and that's more what I'm looking for.
It feels like you get a kid like this, too, that's – working on the farm, he's working on the football field. He's going to do okay in life.
You bet. You know, Landon's got a couple knee braces this year, and so his nickname amongst the team is Grandpa. You know, because of his you know, knee braces he wears. And there's a lot of excitement this week at practice. Somebody fell down in one of our plays, and you know, Landon, you know, jumped over him and kind of got around and got to the linebacker. And so now he's, you know, all proud of the fact that he hurdled somebody, you know, being a grandpa, and he's able to hurdle somebody on the field. But Landon is a great example of somebody, like you mentioned, that, you know, especially with our ag program. And he's always great to stump coach. You know, I like to see what's going on in these guys' minds off the field. And, you know, I don't know a lot about cattle. I didn't grow up around it, but I know when a hamburger tastes good and when it doesn't. And there's been a lot of education from Landon and these guys on what the cattle eat in the field, you know, affects the meat. And I have no idea how it works. Landon does, and I'm glad he does, but because there's people that do that, and he's great at it. But a great example, somebody that's very well-rounded and represents our FFA and ag program really well. I think there's a dinner coming up soon for FFA.
I think the 11th, the hog roast.
Yeah, hog roast. You'd think an officer would know that, but being grandpa,
he's got a lot in his mind right
now. Yeah, being grandpa, those dates kind of run together a little bit with his age. But yeah, big hog roast coming up. Everybody look for that. That's always a great time to come out and support our FFA program and everything at the high school.
We'll get that information and get that pumped out as well. So looking forward to the football game this evening. With that newly added agility the coach was talking about in practice, I assume that you'll probably get a goal line carry tonight, right, Landon?
I don't know, Coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, right now we're focusing on going 1-0. We're gonna operate the system and those 2-point plays. There might be something in the future down the road that's always good to see. It's never, you know, when the Spoofhounds score, don't ever just expect, oh, here comes just an extra point, because you never know what's going to come next.
Maryville taking on Benton this evening at 7 o'clock. Coach Webb, Landon, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Spoofhound head football coach Matt Webb and senior guard Landon Liebhart pregame for tonight's Maryville-Benton game coming at 6:30 on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.